We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Norman Leahy is the Virginia columnist for The Washington Post. And Norman, I'm glad to have you here because I think it is important for us to kind of go through the checklist of Virginia Democrats, especially as they take on more and more leadership roles across the state. Where do they stand on impeachment, or are people kind of keeping their mouths shut right now?
Well, good morning, John.
Good morning.
It is difficult for any politician to keep their mouth shut in these days, and God help us, it would be nice if some of them did.
Right. But I imagine all these Democrats are getting hit up by the folks on the far left side of their party, encouraging them to go after Donald Trump
absolutely
in impeachment charges.
Absolutely. And that is the you see it particularly amplified on the campaign trail for, among the presidential candidates, where the cause du jour there is not impeachment so much as it is, do you think the president is a racist slash white nationalist slash whatever boogeyman you think he might be? But in the House, where Democrats have the majority, yes, the impeachment push is growing. And among Virginia Democrats, Jennifer Wexton, freshman representative from Northern Virginia, is on board with that. Don Beyer, remember Don Beyer?
Former lieutenant governor.
Now,
yeah.
Now former, yes, and he's on board. And the most
he's recent, really come out and said that he's supporting it.
Yes.
Okay. Well, that's the mindset of Northern Virginia, isn't it?
Yes, and now Jerry Connolly has jumped on board, too.
Hmm. All right.
So, yeah, we've got it across the board in Northern Virginia. And it's interesting there, too. Okay, fine. We're on board with it. That brings the number among Democrats to around 100, maybe a little bit more. That's a pretty good chunk of the Democratic caucus right there. Downstate, they're a little more reluctant. A little more cautious, because you think about Abigail Spanberger, Elaine Luria, their districts are a little more up in the upper grabs, so to speak, and they've got to work with electorates that until recently were represented by Republicans for a while, so they are not necessarily ready to jump on the impeachment bandwagon. But the problem is, according to another report actually that originated at CNN, the impeachment bandwagon is already rolling. And we just didn't know it.
with Congressman Nadler, Chairman Nadler, saying that he is going to push forward on this, even though Nancy Pelosi seems to be trying to tug the reins and keep it from going that direction.
Correct. And that the lawsuit they have to get the full unredacted Mueller report, including all the grand jury testimony. Apparently, in their lawsuit, they're saying this is because we are engaged in impeachment proceedings and whether to bring articles of impeachment. Therefore, we need all of this information in the report that we have not yet been able to see, that has not yet been made public. Nadler has come out and said, yes, we are, in effect, in an impeachment proceeding, and it's possible we may or may not, he was very careful, bring articles of impeachment to the floor for the House to decide on by the end of the year. I don't care what other issues are on the table between now and the end of the year. If that does occur, John, that's the only issue in the 2020 races up and down the ballot.
That becomes huge. And I would imagine somebody like Abigail Spanberger, who this is her vulnerability coming up in 2020. I mean, most first termers, this is where you can take them out before they really get established. She's got to be concerned that some of those swing voters who put her in office may decide that this is a step too far.
Right.
If she does go that direction.
If she does.
Yeah.
But it, quite honestly, if the House Judiciary Committee advances the ball down the field and brings it to the House floor, then she and Ms. Luria, they're all put in a box, either for it or against it. And there is no wiggle room there, especially in the hyperpartisanship of the House that's existed for, I think, my entire adult life. You're either for it or you're against it. There is no gray area, so there's nowhere to hide. And that will, like I said, if that occurs, if that comes to the floor, everything becomes about impeachment and nothing else matters.
And what's your bet, Norman, before we go? Do you think that happens?
I think that there's at least a 6, if not 7 in 10 chance that they bring articles to the
floor.
Do
you really? Even though Nancy Pelosi, with all of her experience, is telling them this could backfire on us, you know?
I fully agree that, and they apparently learned nothing from the Clinton experience with impeachment and how that affected Republicans. But I think the energy, the mojo, the get out the vote stuff, elixir that of life that keeps politics moving, it's all on the side of impeachment. So I think that at the present time, the odds are 6 or 7 in 10 that they would bring articles to the floor.
Wow. All right. Well, I think that would be a very dangerous thing to do. But a lot of people hate Donald Trump that much that they would love to go after him that way instead of just beating him at the ballot box if they think they can do that. Norman Leahy, we'll be talking about it again, I'm sure. Virginia columnist for The Washington Post. Thank you.
Thanks, John.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.